Washington lawmakers convene today for what could prove to be the most partisan session in a decade. Control of the Washington Senate is up for grabs this fall. Currently, a coalition of 24 Republicans and two breakaway Democrats hold a three-seat advantage. Democrats think they have a shot at winning back the majority in November. As Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins reports, both sides will be looking for political advantage over the next 60 days.
The bumper sticker for the 2014 Washington legislature might read, "It's the Senate, stupid." And if you wanted that bumper sticker made, you could come here. Borick Printing and Screening in North Seattle. For more than 40 years, Art Borick has been printing political signs, bumper stickers, T-shirts, you name it, for Democrats and Republicans.
I work for both sides.
On this day, Borick's printing presses are cranking out signs for a judicial candidate. As the legislature convenes in Olympia, Borick has one wish: for lawmakers to adjourn on time, because that's when his business will pick up.
The consultants tell me it's going to get hot as soon as the session ends.
You're already hearing that.
Oh, yeah.
Now, this is an off-election year with no top-of-the-ballot races, but control of the state Senate is in play, really for the first time in a decade.
This is a huge year for the state Senate.
Chris Vance is a former state lawmaker and Republican Party chair who often handicaps legislative races for Crosscut.com. He predicts election year politics will play a big role in what happens in the Washington Senate over the next 2 months.
Their minds are far more on November than they are on this 60-day session. And so I think you're going to see mostly just positioning, forcing the other guy to take bad votes and trying to set things up for the election.
This year, just over half of the Washington Senate is up for re-election, but only a handful of those seats are actually in play. Here's the math. Democrats would need to pick up two seats and not lose any to win back control of the Senate. But they're going after more seats than that, says Adam Bartz. He heads the campaign committee for Washington Senate Democrats.
You know, we're going to be greedy and a little selfish here.
Republicans have four or five members in truly swing districts that they need to protect. Chris Vance says his side has the tougher job.
It's the Republicans that have to defend some very marginal districts.
The guy in charge of that defensive operation is Brent Ludeman.
My job is to get Republicans elected to the state Senate.
Ludeman runs the Senate Republican Campaign Committee in Olympia. He says in addition to protecting his incumbents, he's eyeing at least two Democratic seats as possible pickups for Republicans. Over the next 60 days, he'll be watching those Democratic incumbents closely.
You know, we pay attention to votes taken by members, bill sponsorships, anything that wouldn't be in line with their district.
In other words, what happens in Olympia won't stay in Olympia. It will end up in campaign mailers and other forms of communication with voters this fall. Of course, it's not just what happens this year that matters. Adam Bartz with Senate Democrats notes that incumbent senators amass a four-year record that's fair game in an election.
We're definitely going to be going through the records ever since they've been down in Olympia.
For Senate Democrats, prime campaign issues may include proposals to raise the minimum wage and require health insurance companies to cover abortions. The Senate Majority Coalition, on the other hand, will likely emphasize government accountability and holding the line on taxes. No doubt, Washington senators will find some things to agree on over the next 2 months, but the political imperative will be to distinguish their differences, not necessarily to find common ground. I'm Austin Jenkins in Olympia.